It all began with Albert, Otto, Alfred, Charles, and John. And if I told you their last name, you'd immediately know today's topic. They might tell you to prepare to be amazed. And we'll do our best when today's edition of the American Countryside returns after this. Planting season is just around the corner now, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you of my friends at Wilcross. It's the brand we've used on our farm for over two decades. Do you have non-GMO beans to sell or want to grow non-GMO beans for a premium this coming season? Give Wilcross a call. Whether you grow conventional or GMO beans, Wilcross offers great opportunities. You can get the details by calling Randy Baker at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. Of course, if you're a corn grower, keep in mind my friends at AgriGold, the corn specialist. When all you do is corn, you can look at it from every angle. It's corn 360 degrees. To find out more about the new giant hybrids that are standing out in yield trials, go to AgriGold.com. Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn are a winning combination on your fields. Contact your local Wilcross or AgriGold dealer, and always remember to follow all label directions. They were five brothers, Albert, Otto, Alfred, Charles, and John. Names that don't mean much to anyone until you add the last name, of course, Ringling.
This is their home. They were born in Iowa, but moved here shortly after. This is really the hometown of the Ringling Brothers Circus. The circus wintered in Baraboo for those years because that was home.
Ed Taylor helps oversee the old winter headquarters of the Ringling Brothers Circus, now a part of the Circus World Museum in Baraboo, Wisconsin. When the music began to play and the ringmaster took the floor, the crowd witnessed things they had never seen.
We call the American Circus the first information superhighway. Long before computers and mass communication, the circus was where folks would have seen their first electric light bulb, would have seen their first lion and tiger and zebra. They would have seen their first person of color at a circus. A lot of the new technologies were introduced to rural America through the circus.
As they reinvested their money, their circus played in more and more cities. They began to buy smaller shows, but also purchased larger circuses, including one in the early 1900s that became part of today's name.
The Ringling Brothers acquired Barnum & Bailey, and that was an East Coast-based show. And for a few years, they operated as separate entities. Then it was decided that we could have the greatest show on earth. So the Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus was formed.
Many of the original winter quarters buildings still stand as a National Historic Landmark. The site encompasses 63 acres and 39 buildings, including more than 200 wagons used in the circus and a restored circus train. Traveling the countryside, under the big top in Baraboo, Wisconsin, I'm Andrew McCray.